Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Brooke, how many times do you think you've been the one that got away?
Oh, my God. Countless, really, if we're being honest.
I mean, nothing but honesty here. I know. Rich and Daily.
This isn't actually me being crazy like I usually am. Like, I know that I'm the one that got away from a lot of people. It's just me being real, you know?
Yeah. I mean, you and former Bachelorette star Becca Kufrin feel the same way. She's thinking about her Bachelor in Paradise co-star Thomas Jacobs, because even though she dumped him on the show, she ended up going back to him after they finished filming.
Yeah, and now she's locking it down. Becca just shared on her Instagram that she popped the big question to Thomas.
Now, the bigger question is, was Neil Lane there?
Of course he was. He's everywhere.
From Wondery, I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. It's Tuesday, May 31st.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug? Ignored a leaky faucet? Pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look like that? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. But there's an easier way. When you download Thumbtack, it's easier to care for your home from top to bottom. Pull out your phone and in just a few steps, you can search, chat, and book highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next, because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. So say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today. Give me that
hot goss. When it comes to love, sometimes we don't know what we got till it's gone. Not true for me. I always know what I've got. But no one knows this better than Becca Kufrin, who, after calling it off with her Bachelor in Paradise co-star Thomas Jacobs on the show, then rekindled her romance with him. And they're committed to making it last this time because over the weekend, they announced they got engaged.
Yes.
So we all know Becca from her time as a contestant on the 22nd season of The Bachelor back in 2018. The season Brooke and I famously recapped on our indie podcast.
I was like, is she going to say it or not? We did one Bachelor podcast season and this was it, baby.
This was it. Yep. Becca then went on to star as The Bachelorette for season 14. And Thomas appeared on season 17 of The Bachelorette and competed for a shot at romance with Katie Thurston. But Becca and Thomas didn't connect until 2021 when they met on season 7 of Bachelor in Paradise. I can't get over how many Bachelor shows there.
I mean, there was Winter Games.
I know.
Do you remember that?
Oh, I remember. We watched that.
Yeah.
Just a complete conglomerate.
I mean, listen, when there's money to be made, make it. you know?
Oh, yeah.
So Becca and Thomas did date during Bachelor in Paradise, but Becca actually broke things off in week 6 and they both went home alone. And then after the show ended, they revealed that they were giving their romance another go. And obviously it's working out because Becca announced their engagement on Sunday. She shared the news in a post on her Instagram saying, "We've been keeping this secret just between us and close family and friends for a while, but we're so excited to shout it from the rooftops." And she added, "I finally found my chauffeur for life and the one who makes my heart smile every single day. I can't wait to do it all with you, Tommy. Thanks for making me the happiest gal alive. I love you to the moon and back."
And considering Becca's been down to find love in some pretty unconventional ways,
yeah,
it's not really much of a surprise that her engagement was also a little bit unconventional. Mm-hmm. She turned tradition on its head because she popped the question to Thomas. And in the caption of her engagement Instagram post, she wrote, "In the ultimate plot twist, he said yes."
Yeah. So Becca posted a series of photos on her Instagram. And the first one is like him kissing her on the forehead and super cute.
Love forehead kisses.
Me too. They're so romantic.
They are. They're Aren't just they? So intimate. Like,
yeah,
in such a lovely way.
I know what I'm getting you for your birthday. And so also in this photo, Thomas has like his hand kind of extended. He's holding a rosé and he's got an engagement ring on his finger. Honestly, I love this. Mm-hmm. I love it.
Yeah.
Thomas also shared the news to his Instagram and his post has 5 photos of him celebrating the engagement with Becca. And in the first, he's got his hand up showing off his new engagement ring.
Mm-hmm.
And in his caption, he wrote, "The ultimate Uno reverse card slash power move. You keeping me on my toes for a lifetime has a great ring to it. Cheers to forever, boops. Hashtag fiance."
My question is this. When the roles are reversed like this, which mm-hmm. I'm 100% here for,
yes.
Does that mean that the male party gets to wear 2 rings? Like, do they get a wedding band?
I don't know.
That they wear with their engagement ring? Or
honestly, you know what? You know how I feel about these wedding rules. They're so stupid and outdated. Yeah.
I believe in following them to the letter.
Well, you're boring, okay? You're basic. You're basic.
Damn. You're really coming in with fighting words.
Oh, I can't wait to ruin your wedding somehow.
As if you'd be invited. Come on.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So now Becca and Thomas are getting their happy ending. But like we said, these two have had some bumps along the way. They met on Bachelor in Paradise, fell hard for each other, but then Becca broke it off and the two left the show single. And in an interview with E! Earlier this month, Becca opened up about how upset she was after the split. She said after she broke up with Thomas, she went back to her hotel room and was just sobbing. And she said, "I was like, I gotta get his number and reach out to him and see if I can make amends." Obviously, it worked.
Mm-hmm.
After the Bachelor in Paradise finale aired, Becca shared a post on her Instagram announcing she'd gotten back together with Thomas. She wrote, "I'm sorry for breaking up with you on national television, but I'll take every day to make it up to you, Tommy."
Yeah. So then she added, "Thanks for making my heart smile more than it ever has. Now, time to start this real life." And in her interview with E!, Becca said, "Everything, I would say, happens for a reason," and added, "When we were dating on the beach for that short amount of time, everything was smooth sailing. It was perfect. But for me, I needed more of the real life. I think to go through that breakup and that very short courtship ultimately brought us back together." Thomas also spoke to E! About his relationship with Becca, and he said, "We broke up on the beach. At that point, you don't have a responsibility to anybody to be together unless it's to each other to be together. I know for me, that's a lot more real." And on an episode of the Talking It Out podcast back in October, Becca said that she and Thomas had to explore things on their own away from the cameras after the mm-hmm. show ended, because duh.
Mm-hmm.
And then she added, "But in that moment, I think that was game-changing for me because I really never had somebody fight tooth and nail to want to keep a relationship with me."
I always felt like, I mean, you can't blame her. She's got to be so jaded from camera-documented relationships.
Yeah.
So I can see why she was like, "I'm going to stop this now because I see where this usually goes," and then pursue it privately. Like, I get it.
Yeah. I mean, and she's right. When you're on these shows, everything's perfect. You're in a tropical paradise. You're jet-setting off to Europe and going on fairy tale dates where you're not allowed to eat the food. And it's just not real life. They haven't seen each other with food in their teeth yet.
I know. Well, if you haven't done that, you should not be getting married.
Exactly.
So we're here for when things work out. It happens so rarely for Bachelor alums, it seems.
Yeah.
But they've really gone through it with their time on The Bachelor and its spinoffs. And Becca especially is leaving behind a very long and pretty chaotic history with the show.
Yeah.
Like we said, she was a contestant on The Bachelor back in 2018. And she got the final rose, as well as a proposal, from Ari Leyendyke Jr.
A.K.A. Pillow Lips.
Oh, God.
As we all know him.
Yeah, that is the worst.
Just the audacity of him.
Yeah, nobody that boring gets to have a nickname like that. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I hated that they all thought he was such a good kisser. I was like, no, stop it. He's boring.
They clearly haven't been kissing mirrors like me.
Well, that's how you get the real practice. Mm-hmm. A good flat hard lip is what people love.
Yeah, they
do. So, in a shocking twist on Ari's season, he dumped Becca in footage mm-hmm. that was shown during the finale. Like, I feel like The Bachelor did her so dirty with this.
It was awful.
Which you can hear on our recap from 17 years ago. So then Ari proposed to runner-up Lauren Burnham. And I realize this is the first time I'm hearing her last name and not just Lauren B.
I was going to be Lauren who? I only Lauren know Lauren B.
Yeah. So he, as you remember, proposed to her during the After the Final Rose special. But Becca bounced back. She became the Bachelorette for season 14. And during her season, she fell for contestant Garrett Irigoyen. She picked him during the finale. They got engaged. But then in June of 2020, Garrett came under fire for liking some controversial posts on Instagram. And Becca said her relationship with him was up in the air after that. Then later that year in October, Becca shared on her podcast, Bachelor Happy Hour, which you can listen to on Wondery Plus.
Stop it.
I'm trying to get points with marketing. She announced it on that podcast that she had completely called it off with Garrett. So I remember all of that time of them, like, very up in the air after all of that. And she just didn't know how to handle it.
Yeah, understandably. I just feel like she's really been through the ringer. Like, Thomas, yes. He better not step a toe out of line.
I know. And, well, yeah. No, I agree.
I mean, but to be fair, I guess Becca is far from the only one who's been through her ups and downs with the Bachelor franchise. Essentially, if you've made it out of the top 12, you're going to go through some kind of shit on the show.
Uh-huh.
But during his time on season 17 of The Bachelorette, Thomas got into some hot water after his motives for being on the show were questioned by the other contestants.
Yes.
Which, to be fair, happens literally
every season.
And his bachelorette at the time, Katie Thurston, was not here for it.
Yeah. So Thomas's castmates told Katie he wasn't really there to find love with her. And Thomas did admit to the other contestants and to Katie eventually that the idea of becoming the next Bachelor did cross his mind, which I respect him for coming clean. Mm-hmm. And during the rose ceremony, Katie called him out. She said, "You told me things I wanted to hear. What I learned about you tonight is you're selfish, unkind, and a liar." And added, "Your Bachelor audition ends tonight, so get out."
I will say that is such a great line.
It is.
I love it. Like, I want to be able to use that in everyday life.
Yeah.
I don't blame him, though.
No, like, I mean,
everyone's on this show for other reasons.
Exactly. A bigger newsflash would be someone there being like, "Wait, what's Instagram? I just want love." Then I'll piss myself when that happens. But I gotta say, like, every season needs a bad guy. Thomas was that season's bad guy.
But it's just such a stupid bad guy.
I know. It's dumb. Well, and on Paradise, I feel like we saw a different side of him. And, like, I loved him with Becca, and you could tell he really loved her. Mm-hmm. And so, I don't know. I just have loved them together since Paradise, and I'm glad they worked out. Because I think they seem to be a really good match. And he's, like, cool with how strong-minded she is. And I love that.
Well, to be fair, on Paradise, he'd already gotten the gig. So he wasn't auditioning anymore.
Exactly.
So you got authentic Thomas.
Yeah, he was off book and ready for love.
Mm. Gotta love it. From Wondery, I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. This is Rich and Daily.
See you tomorrow, Richies.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.
If you like our show, please follow us on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you're listening right now.
And tell your friends we've got the hot goss.
Business can mean a lot of things. For some, it's earning reports, the top MBA program, investments, but business isn't everything we do. Side hustles that explode into the next billion-dollar company.
I need to create my own product that I control what the marketing is for.
Unconventional ideas that change the world we live in.
AI is everywhere, with venture capital pouring in.
From Elon Musk,
he took a massive axe and swung it through Twitter's workforce.
To Taylor Swift,
she is unstoppable as her Eras Tour stimulated local economy.
Your favorite coffee shop down the street to the vacation house you rented last weekend. Whatever business means to you, Wondery is the destination for business podcasts. Listen to top business shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Everything from top daily news.
There was more ranch dressing sold last year than ketchup and barbecue sauce.
We're buying the dip, literally.
To deep dives on the biggest successes and failures of our time.
20,000 people lost their jobs.
Wondery means business.